Ren Collective is currently on tour with a brand new album called Whosoever. And right here on Life, you're enjoying their song Hallelujah anyway. Let's catch up with Ren Collective. We've got Gareth Gilkison from The Collective. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. How are you doing?
Doing awesome. Well, two sold-out shows coming up at Redeemer University. One thing that people tell us about your shows is they really, really enjoy it. And I think one time you're in Canada, you guys all had panda heads on. Is that true?
Well, we don't like to let our trade secrets out too much, Todd, but yes, there may have been some pandemonium somewhere. Yep.
Well, the band is celebrating a couple of anniversaries. Can you tell us about them?
Well, it's funny. We've actually been going 15 years. This is, on this tour at the minute, it's our 10-year anniversary of our Campfire record.
Yeah, okay.
Which we brought out, I guess, in a response to how church and worship was becoming so professional. And we wanted to just remind the church that really all you need is a bunch of people worshiping God in whatever situation. And that's kind of where the Campfire idea had come out of. So it's been really fun touring that. We can't wait to be coming to you guys and playing. But yeah, it's been a real journey. I mean, 15 years of doing a thing, of doing anything, is a long time. So we've learned a lot. We've made a lot of mistakes. We've hopefully done some good things as well. It's been great.
Well, right now on Life here, we're playing Hallelujah anyway, and I kind of see it as a song that says, hey, let's just all praise God no matter what's going on. Is that what it is? How did that song come about?
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly it. It's a defiant song. You know, Chris was the one who, our singer, who brought that song to the table and the ideas. And for him, he says that, you know, it was written in one of the darkest times of his life, and he had a choice to make, which was either to allow the darkness to overwhelm him or to strike a match in the dark and you know, light it up with some hope and I guess, stand defiantly against the darkness. And that's really the essence of the song, is that even when everything else falls down and falls around us, that we still proclaim Hallelujah anyway.
Well, the band's called Ren Collective, so there's a group of you. Has the group stayed consistent over the years?
We've had some transitions. Patrick was our guitarist for a long time, and he and his wife moved back to Ireland there just after COVID. They wanted to raise a family back at home. My wife, who toured in the band and raised all our kids on the road, she has decided as of last year, you know, the kids were getting old enough where we really needed them to be in proper school. But bar that, yes, everybody's the same, and we've had a couple of extra new faces as well.
One thing you're known for too in the band is some unusual instruments. Is that still, you're bringing some of that to Canada as well?
Oh, I mean, come on, Canada, we are bringing you all the weird and wacky just for you. Canada is one of our favorite places to be, so we're bringing you our A game.
The new album is out now. It's called Whosoever, and that's taken from the verse. Which verse is that coming from, Gareth? You tell me.
It's, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever, not just the people we like or the people we want or people we think deserve, but whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16, probably one of the most well-known Bible verses, but one of the hardest ones to actually believe and live out.
It's Ren Collective at Redeemer University. Two shows sold out. Why not pick up their album today? It's called Whosoever, and enjoy their song Hallelujah anyway here on Life. And we've been speaking to Gareth Gilkison. Thank you so much, Gareth.
Thanks, Todd. Great to chat to you, and we'll see you guys soon.